Today's devotion is entitled, Defeat Spiritual Battles, by Pastor Eric Goss, Cross, Yorkville. Lent is a season designed to help us reflect on the reality that there are dark seasons, bitter cold winters, that come for no other reason than this world is broken and cursed. We can't escape these spiritual trials, but we can defeat them and conquer them with the power of God. The same power of the same Holy Spirit that rose Christ to life on Easter is ours, if we are willing to acknowledge our need. Throughout these 40 days of Lent, Ash Wednesday through Easter, we are encouraged to engage in a spiritual awakening as we emerge from the trials and challenges the devil has put in front of us, to consider the reality that this world is not and cannot be perfect, and neither are we. But we have been credited the life of someone who is. If we have been credited with Christ's righteousness, then we have new life again. No lies of the devil or coldness of our own heart can keep us from this great blessing. Traditionally, people have cut something out of their life, a bad habit, a sin, or a guilty pleasure, in order to remember the suffering Jesus endured on the cross in our place. But this so often simply leaves a hole that is filled back in after Easter. Instead of, or in addition to, cutting something out, consider adding a spiritual discipline this Lent, something that will help you keep your eyes on Jesus and help fight off those cold winters and brutal lies that are certain to come in this life. The Bible teaches that if we put on the full armor of God, that nothing can conquer us, and that we can defeat the devil and all his works and all his ways. The gift of focusing on Jesus is not a chore to be done or a task to accomplish. It is a treasure to unlock, as a strong relationship with God brings peace, joy, stability, hope, and clarity to every day. This Lent, join Jesus in a season of renewal and reflection. Join with the whole body of Christ as we focus on Jesus and defeat the lies of the devil. This victory is already won. We just need to remember. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Ephesians 6:10-11.